Paris is. Thank you. Hold on, I just lost. So hey, and here we're doing a helpless pitching up in. If the father is not where the son is, meaning he doesn't necessarily need the child right there. Yesterday we learned that you put the child in front of the kohen. Right? So but here's the one where you don't have the child and you're near a kohen. There's I have a ben bechor to be paid. If a kohen I'm like my post fake. What do you want more? Oh, beinian mashanoigin sha kohen mafser afrokach estimei a pigeon kuloi a mixas laav. Right, what some places have the minig that they give the money back to the father, meaning the kohen gives the money back to the father because of a taz tam. Meaning, because what kind of matana? You got to buy the baby off the kohen. So, what kind of matana is that? Misha writes a lasses a mitzvah kedibayi, and somebody wants to do the mitzvah properly. Yivchol like kohen ani bal taira v'yira. He should pick for himself a kohen who's an ani, who is a has taira and yira. And the father and the kohen should put in their head that they're not going back on this transaction, and he's not going to give back the money. Or he can give it to the kohen with a matana on the condition that he gives it back. That would also work. Okay. Zayin, a mother is not mechuyev to be do pidyon haben. If the father dies, then the bezdin takes care of it. Right? Ches. If a father, if a father, if the father was over and he wasn't paid the son, and or the father dies, a bezdin and the bezdin was not paid to him. Then he himself is chayev to be paid to himself when he goes gets old. And mevarach hashekin shalom says it's going to al pidyon bechor v'shechiyanu. He makes shechiyanu. Test. Kaihanim eluvim. This comes up by the way with Balei Tshuva that they realize that they never had a pidyon haben. So the Shah program sometimes makes like a whole big group pidyon haben together. Fine. Kaihanim eluvim pidyon haben. They're potter from Pidgin Aben, right? Right, and not only that, because they're part of the Kahuna, so they don't need a pidgin. But feel Bas Kayan or Bas Levi, this is Yisrael. Even if it's a Bas Kayan or a Bas Levi married to Yisrael, right, still does not they still there's no pidgin on that, right? Now, what's the reason? Because it has to be peter rechem, so it has to be, and it comes from the mother, right? The father could have multiple pidyon habens to do if he gets married to different women, right? So if it's the rechem of a kohen or a levi, so then it doesn't so then it's not it doesn't require a pidyon haben. So haben potter bepidyon, the son is potter bepidyon. Tim Bas Koyin Nivola La Akum. That's a Bas Koyin slept with a guy. She got pregnant from him. Or if she was stam once together with the guy and then she did tshuva and then she's together with the frum guy and they have a baby. A ben chayev a pidyon, then the son is chayev in a pidyon because she made herself into a chalala. When a Bas Koyin is in an illicit relationship, then she becomes a chalala, she's no longer a kohen, so therefore it would need a pidyon. Shari'ima but by sleeping with a guy, she became puzzled. And same thing in any other bias issa that she becomes a chalala. She's not a chalala if she's just together with just a regular yid. That's not does not that doesn't make her into chalala. That's still legit. Your isha should peel kayama. Let's say a woman who has a miscarriage, and after that she has a baby. Shela, you gotta ask a shayla, right? Because depending on how advanced the baby is, before the miscarriage, right? Then, meaning if the baby was, I mean, it's different. There's different more. Some places say after 40 days. That's if there was the pregnancy was terminated, but it was already 40 days, not terminated, whatever. It was a miscarriage, and already you don't make a bracha. Meaning they'll make you make a pidyon, they won't, but don't make the bracha. You can make shechiyonu, but you can't make the bracha on the pidyon. Others will say, no, you can go later than that. But okay, that needs a shiloh. Fine. Next, then we get a very interesting siman. Siman Kuf Samachetin Chinuch Ketanim Uktsas Dine Melamed. Right, and some and the halachas of a melamed. Believe it or not, there are halachas that a melamed has to keep. Right, Uboy Tesayin Seifim. So kol aleph kol av chayv l'chanan is bonav a ketana b'chol amitzvus. Every father is chayv to be mechanech his kids with all mitzvus. Bein b'mitzvah deraisa, bein b'mitzvah derabbanon. Whether it's a mitzvah deraisa, whether it's a mitzvah derabbanon. Kol mitzvah l'fi das hakatan v'ketana. Every mitzvah goes according to the knowledge and the understanding of the katan and ketana. V'chein la'afrisham b'kol tovar iser, and the same thing. To separate them from doing an iser. And if you're not going to take musar with words, you have to hit them. If the kids don't listen, then you hit them. Obviously, we don't do that nowadays. But don't hit them with like rough hittings, like achzorius, like shaitim. And anybody who's Arum literally means undressed, but it means somebody who's smart. He does it, but you do it bedas, right? So, meaning you have to know, and that's why nowadays we don't hit anymore because hitting doesn't really do anything. If anything, it works against you. How that when that changed, I don't know, but you got to use your seichel. But we always the tzrichon lashgiach aleihem shkarim. And the biggest thing you got to make sure is that they don't say lies, which is very interesting because the entire world nowadays exists on lies, right? You have to teach them to say the truth. If a kid lies, you got to really take care of that. They should stay away from making shvuas. And these words are on the avos and melamed, meaning it's meaning it's both. Meaning a melamed also, even though you think, what does a melamed have to do? He's a hired hand, right? Okay, but that's what's required. We'll get more to melamed at the end of the siman. Fine base. Hagos mas. Now, what is the age of chinuch? So hagos man chinuch lemitzvus asay to the mitzvah, meaning the age for mitzvah saseh, according to for each tinak according to his tafel and his avon. Somebody who knows the meaning of Shabbos, chayev l'shmaya kiddush v'avdala b'chol k'yotzei. He's chayev to hear kiddush and havdala and anything similar. V'achinuch b'mitzvah, meaning basically once you understand. So like we always say, nowadays this age of chinuch is probably about 30, if that. That's for mitzvahs asay, like to shake lulav, etc. Chinuch b'mitzvahs loisa says bein b'deraisa bein b'derabanan hu b'chol tinak shehu bar havana shameivin k'shoyim leishezeh also lasis. That's from when the kid can understand. When you tell him not to do it, then he stops doing it. Or you also lech, or you tell him you can't eat it. But if you tell a kid, a 2-year-old, not to eat ice cream because it's not chol yisrael, he's not and he can't listen. So then he's not chayev to. You're not chayav to stop him. יש לחנך הקטנים שיענו בבית הכנסת אמן ושאר הדברים, ויש לטיץ' קטנים תאנסר אמן. And another thing, so Mishasha Tinak Aina Omeg Yeshe Chelek Lelam Abba. Once a child can answer Avein, he has a Chelek Lelam Abba. Tzrid and Lechatam Sheyavdu Beis HaKnesses Be'em Ova Yira, that they need to be in Shul Be'em Ova Yira. Aval Oysen Shein Ratzim B'Shavim Am Valvalin, those that are running around and are Valval, Mutav Shul, meaning the kids that run around make noise, Mutav Shulei Lavim, it's better that you shouldn't bring them to Shul. Fine. Gimbal. Filo Misha Eina Avam Shal Katan, even if somebody who's not the father, also you're not allowed to give him something to eat. That's awesome. Meaning, regular people, a father, a vada is not allowed to give. That's a separate iser, right? But even somebody else, you're not allowed to go give an iser to a katan. Or to command him to do an iser. Even that's something that's just the rabbanon. It's also to eat. Other top says shiyasa, or to ask him to do. If a tinek choyle ketzas, and if the tinek is a choyle a little bit, the tzarach lechol tvar iser, and he needs to eat shreif. Yesh laat elosis lo yode akum. You can give it to him with a goy. Dover sheina also rak with the rabbanon. Something that's only also with the rabbanon. Odin shabbat pesach ayin beilchus pesach. So the most practical application of this is you have a light on in the room, and you. Can you put the kid in front of the light switch in order for him or her to shut it off? So to put the kid there and hold the kid there and move the hand, that's not allowed. But at any age. But if you just put the kid there and the kid doesn't know, then that would be then up to like age four or five, and they don't know what they're doing. You just put them in front of the switch, that's not called giving them an iser. And most pais can say that is allowed. Okay, we'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Shabbos Shalom.